Hello there, and welcome to issue 4 of Walking the Talk, a podcast presented by the Alliance for Equality of Blind Canadians, otherwise affectionately known as the AEBC. I'm your host, Devin Wilkins, but this isn't supposed to be a one-woman operation. So if you can contribute to the podcast by maybe interviewing someone, you could record the interview and send it to me. Or if you have ideas for the podcast, by all means let me know. Or if you have music that you have recorded, by all means send it along. And you can send it to Director 2, so Director, and then the number 2 at blindcanadians.ca. Director 2 at blindcanadians.ca. Well, I'm quite excited because there is going to be a concert being organized by the folks in BC, and it's called Let the Music Flow. And Betty Noble is going to talk to me about that and tell you all that you need to know so that you can contribute. So I'm not going to hold things up anymore. I'm just going to let you hear what Betty has to say, and I'll be back later. Hi there, Betty, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
First of all, before we get talking about the concert itself, maybe I can ask you a couple of questions about the organization that's going to benefit from the performances. What is AEBC?
AEBC is an advocacy organization for blind Canadians. Our members work with government and other organizations to make things better for members. And if there are any, you know, issues or concerns that members raise, then we can take them to government. For example, voting, having Braille voting at elections, and that kind of thing.
All right, that's great. And there are several chapters across the country?
Yes, that's right. We have chapters in various areas. I belong to the Metro Vancouver chapter. And we have a number of members, and we get together monthly and talk about issues and local things like transit and other things that come up from time to time that we need to work on. For example, right now there's a human rights complaint in the city of Victoria about some bicycle lanes that are forcing people to go across to islands where the bus stops are located, and it's quite dangerous for people who are blind because the bikes just don't pay attention to traffic rules.
No, that's for sure. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
So I understand that you or your chapter there in Vancouver will be doing a fundraiser for AEBC, and we won't have to leave the comfort of our living rooms. Is that right?
That's right, yes. In 2018, we wanted to raise funds for the AGM, and so we did a live concert, which was a lot of fun. So that was the first time that we had done that, and I think we raised about $1,100. But as you know, because of COVID, we can't do live concerts anymore, and we thought it would be fun to do a virtual concert and to allow performers from all across the country to perform. So what we're doing is we're asking people who'd like to perform, and you certainly don't have to be a member of AEBC to perform. It can be anyone of any age. And we're asking people to send us video files or audio if they can't do video. And with audio files, we've asked for a photograph. And so we'll have all kinds of performers with different kinds of music, And we're really looking forward to it, and we're very excited about it, and we're going to put all of those videos together into a two-hour concert, which will take place on October 25th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, and so that'll be 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, that's right. And it's so exciting because there will be, you know, classical music, a little bit of sort of, I guess what you would call like sort of folk music, piano, voice, guitar, viola, maybe even drums. There's a really great drummer in Victoria that I'm really hoping to get to participate in the concert as well. So we'll see how it goes.
And will you accept things like someone reciting some poetry that they've written themselves?
Absolutely. I don't see why not. Sure. Yeah, that okay. would be just fine.
Good.
We're calling it Let the Music Flow, but poetry is music, so sure. And even, you know, there are others in the country, I think, that do short sort of acting skits, and even something like that would be completely acceptable.
Oh, good. So that will definitely broaden the variety of performances.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's on October 25th. Now, is there a deadline for when you want the material?
Yes, we need submissions by September 15th. And what we're fundraising for are scholarships for post-secondary students, as well as funding for guest speakers to attend the conference and AGM that AEBC holds each year.
Okay, that's
and
great.
To get in touch with me, it's Singer Betty N, SingerBettyN at Outlook.com.
And that's where we should send the videos?
Yes. Oh. Well, actually, no. You send me a short bio, and then I will share a Dropbox folder with you, and then you can put the video in the Dropbox folder, because videos are often too large to send over email.
Yeah. Okay. How long do you recommend that the video should be?
Well, probably 3 to 5 minutes, and you can submit two. And then we will be choosing, you know, for a two-hour concert, we may not be able to use everything that we receive, but we'll certainly try to include as much as we can. And it's important for us to have a short bio because I'll be the MC and I'll be reading the bios in between the performances.
Okay, that'll be great. So where do you want the videos to go?
Well, as soon as someone emails me with a bio and interest in performing, I will share a Dropbox folder with them.
You did say that too, didn't you?
It goes to SingerBettyN@Outlook.com.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Is there a cost to attend the concert?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. It's $20 a ticket because it's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And we will be using a platform called Side Door Access. So the website is sidedooraccess.com. And I'm sorry, we don't yet know when the information and ticket sales will start, but I'll certainly let you know as soon as I possibly can, as soon as it's live and up and running for people to purchase tickets. But you can certainly check sidedooraccess.com anytime over the next little while to see if it's up and running and tickets are available.
And do I understand correctly that those who send videos to you also need to send $20?
Well, we're hoping that people who perform, if they're able to and have the means, will also purchase a ticket so that they can listen to their and watch their own performances.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. So the purchase of tickets, the deadline will be the same. Will that be the same as the performances that you need?
Yes, we're suggesting that people buy their tickets by October 24th, but There probably will be available on October 25th as well. It's a really neat system. When you buy a ticket, you'll get an email with a launch button in it. And then once you press that, then you find the link to enter the show and off you go. And the really fun thing about this is that people from anywhere in the world could listen to the concert.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, if someone was performing, they could let their family and friends know well in advance, and they could buy tickets, and goodness, as you say, anywhere from the world.
Yes, right. And we've decided to make 1,000 tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have lots of room for people to attend the conference.
That's good. So that's great. I hope that all the whole 1,000 go.
Oh, well, so do we. That would be very exciting, yes.
Terrific. Now, I did not know this about you, that you are a singer. Are you going to be participating as well?
Yes, yes. I've got a video all ready for the concert.
Great.
And I'm not going to spill the beans and say what it is, but I think people will enjoy it.
Terrific. What, now, do you play an instrument as well?
No. Well, I do play clarinet, but I haven't touched one for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I have a ukulele that I sort of strum on occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I've asked a friend to do a piano accompaniment, and so she's done that for me, and so I'm going to sing in the concert.
Wonderful. Good. Is there anything else that I've missed?
I don't think so. We're just really excited that hopefully we'll be able to raise some funds to get scholarships for post-secondary students who are blind or partially sighted. I should have mentioned that. And the performers have to be blind or partially sighted or part of a group that includes people who are blind or partially sighted.
Okay.
So, you know, we have no objections to folks who are not blind or partially sighted performing in the concert, but they have to perform along with someone who is blind or partially sighted.
If people have any other questions other than what we've touched on, can they email you?
They certainly can, and I'd be happy to answer them. So remember, singerbettyn@outlook.com.
All right, terrific. Thanks so much for doing this with us, and all sorts of good luck with the concert.
Thank you.
Now, doesn't that sound interesting? Even if you can't participate yourself by sending along a video, you can buy a ticket and listen or watch all of the videos that are being presented. And as Betty said, you can get people all over the world to purchase tickets, which of course will raise much needed funds for AEBC, and it'll be after the AGM and that sort of thing. All of that will be over, and you'll be able to just kick off your shoes and sit back and relax and listen to 90 minutes, I believe it is, of wonderful musical stylings. So I urge you to do that because, as I said, AEBC can really use the money, and you can use the relaxation. Well, I think that's about it for issue 4 of Walking the Talk. So we're going to go out with the musical stylings of John Morris from Peterborough, Ontario. He isn't a member of AEBC yet, but I'm working on it. And John put out a CD a number of years ago. One of the songs on it was I'm Walking the Dog, which was originally recorded by Webb Pierce back in 1953. And he and his band do a good job of it, so I hope you enjoy it, and I hope to see you very soon, once again, on Walking the Talk. Bye for now.
I'm a walking the dog, and I'm never blue. I'm a walking the dog, I ain't thinking about you. I don't need no one to tie me down. I'm a walking the dog, and I'm painting the town. Such an easy life, I never till the day that I left you. But I'm a carefree lad that's seen the light. I'm a walking the dog all the day and all night. I just can't grow old. I've got a one-track mind, so I've been told. But I'm fancy free, I don't worry no how. And I'm walking a dog, all the law will allow. Such an easy life, I never knew. I can't believe it's really true. But I'm a carefree lad that's seen the light. I'm a walking a dog all the day and all night. Yeah, I'm walking a dog all the day and all night.